This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
I'll be honest, I don't really want to single out players, good or bad. I don't believe at any stage, at any point, I would do that. Obviously, I appreciate and value the importance of Harry's season, the goals he scored, the performances. But yeah, I'm not going to sit here and praise and criticise any of our players. Yeah, it's a great game. I'm looking forward to it. I hope my players are looking forward to it too. It's going to be intense, like it always is at Elland Road. There's a lot riding on it. And I think I'll get a feel and understanding in the first sort of 5 or so minutes, probably how the game's going to go and what we can do and how we can use it to our advantage. Because ultimately, they have to win the game. We need to be clever and use that to our advantage. Well, listen, I've made it very clear that if anyone isn't up for the fight and don't want to play in this type of game, then it's probably best we don't play with them, because it's going to be an intense game. You have to be ready, like it is every single week, absolutely every single week in the Premier League. So, yeah, that's the case.
Thanks, Tom. Adrian?
I think everything. Honestly, I think everything. Whether that's a cleaner, a groundsman, members of staff, players here, coaches here. Need to be committed to this football club. It's a massive football club. It's huge. And it's an honour to work here. It's an honour to play here. I've played here. I felt that pride whenever I put on the shirt. And for anyone who's lucky enough to represent us next season, first of all, they need to be committed to the football club. And then, of course, going forward, there needs to be, yeah, a commitment to a certain way and an identity, a philosophy of how we want to work and operate.
Have you felt that's been an issue possibly with the squad, maybe? Have you felt that's maybe not been there from some?
No, not necessarily. Like I said a minute ago, it's probably difficult at times when, yeah, you have different ideas of working and different ways of playing. For some players, it can be tough to adapt naturally. But I think when you stick to something over a period of time, then you probably have an easier transition for players coming in and coming out, because you know what they should look like.
Tom.
Yeah, of course, I see the value in that, definitely. But like I said, ultimately, decisions on players are probably going to be made in pre-season. So we've got a lot of loan players coming back. It's a big squad. So those decisions, I think, for a manager, a head coach, I think you need time on the grass. You need to be around the players to feel what players are like and how you want to work and who fits the way of thinking. Yeah, I really believe in who I am, what I do, what me and my team do. I have belief, like I'm sure every head coach or every manager does. But I think this spell, this recent spell, this period of time has definitely confirmed it. Of course. Definitely, as a player that's come through the academy that really feels the club inside of them, it's difficult. I speak on behalf of our fans as well and everyone associated with the club who loves and cares about this club. It's been a tough season. It really has. It's been a disappointing one. And it's important now that we bounce back and make sure we can get that good feeling back. No, I mean, these are all like hypothetical things, really. And I'm not sure that maybe these people you might be mentioning, I don't know who, because I've not really been looking at the press and these types of things. But if their name's out there, they're not exactly moving themselves away from it. They know it's a big club, and they know that if Tottenham and their name is being linked, then it's a massive positive for them. So... it's a big club. We know it is. Every manager, every coach knows this is a big club. Players do. Fans do. You can feel it. You can really feel it when you're here, when you're in our stadium. So this will stay a big club. And it's going to be attractive for whoever's in charge next season. And I'm sure players as well will want to come here. Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure. I think these discussions will happen in the summer, and I'm sure they'll happen relatively quickly about that type of thing. Can't speak in terms of other managers because every situation is different. But of course, I enjoy seeing young English managers in this country doing well. Probably a public perception that overseas managers are better. But I don't believe that is the case. I really don't believe that. I back myself. I back my team. I back how we work and what we do. So, yeah, I'm sure in the summer and the next couple of weeks, there's going to be conversations and decisions to be made. No, we've as a football club, we've never really done that. I don't know whether you see, but we do our presentation on the pitch on the last home game of the season. And as a player, that was always the case. And even so now, that's still the case. Yeah, I think the biggest positive will be the future. And if we're clever, if we do it right, then I think we'll look back on this season and say, you know what? It was tough. It was disappointing. But ultimately, yeah.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
It made us realise what we want to be, who we are, what our history is. Our DNA probably suggests we are what our fans want, fans demand. And hopefully there's a connection very soon where we look back and say, do you know what? Disappointing season, absolutely yes, but it helped us. It helped us. It hurts him. It hurts everyone committed to this club and everyone who really cares and wants this club to be successful. One thing I will say is he's spent money. He's tried. And I just think ultimately he's probably been let down by other people. But that's football. That happens. And hopefully we can get things right quickly, make good decisions, and it can turn around.
Thanks, Darren. Finish with George, please.
Hopefully not. I'm still only young. I think as a player, I was always someone who was like intense, quite high tempo, run a lot, aggressive. And I think at the moment it's really tough to get all those things into my team after working with them for 4 or 5 weeks. I really believe that there's been spells in games where I've been very, very happy. And I look back at that Brentford game and, you know, I've been a Tottenham fan for a long time. I've been involved in the club a long time and I can't remember a first half where I felt that feeling where we were creating chances and our attacking players were so involved and they felt so alive in the game. So that pleased me. That made me happy because as someone watching it from the side, and I still understand the situation, current situation in the club and the fans, but I think on another day they would have maybe gone, wow, that was exciting. That was really good. I enjoyed that. But ultimately, we'll only remember the scoreline in the second half because a game of football's 95 minutes. It's very tough to try and get these boys to play that way for 95 minutes. And we probably needed to be 2-0 up at half-time and then could have managed the game a little bit differently to get us through. And I think that last time in the spell, I think there was times in games where it was quite similar and we got an extra goal and you could manage the game differently. But if it was Tottenham I'm talking about, I like high tempo. I want the ball. I want to see a team that can connect with our fans and the history of our club because we have a certain and a special history here. Like every other club, they've got their own history and the DNA. And I think Tottenham historically has always been a club, high tempo football, exciting, brave, aggressive. And I think our best years, our best results have probably come off the back of playing that way. Yeah, I believe so. I really believe so. Yeah, I believe so. it's in six games, 4.5 weeks. Well, maybe 4 weeks, because we got it a couple of days before the United game, a couple of days after the Newcastle game, and we went into Man United and Liverpool, two games in maybe 3 days off the back of a 6-1 loss. So you can probably understand from the outside the feeling, the confidence of the players in that moment. So yes, of course, like I say, when you create something really good, you need a little bit of time. Ideally a pre-season, but we've seen in recent seasons in the Premier League that managers have gone into clubs and it's took them a little bit of time to get it right. But if you're committed to that way and you really believe in that way, then I think it can be successful. No, not really, because that situation's out of my control. The only thing I could control was the time. I think, obviously, sitting here now, disappointed at the results. I think in the summer, I will look back and be bitterly disappointed at the results because I really expected more and wanted more. But like I said 5 minutes ago, it's given me more belief in what I am, what my team are, the people I have around me, that wherever we are in the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years, I've got a lot of time on my hands and I've got a lot of time to grow, that will do good. I don't know. But I just think going forward, that's really important. It's important for any club. So yeah, that's probably the first thing we need to address, and then we can speak about all the other things. And this isn't just about the first team squad. This is, honestly, this is everyone that's associated with this club, members of staff, and I think that translates to fans as well. Absolutely everyone that's associated with this football club. No, I probably have to honestly answer this one quite good. Probably got me at the end of a 45-minute press conference. crap. we haven't won an away game since, what, February? January conceded, what, 60-plus goals this season. So this isn't something that's just happened in recent weeks. Obviously, we were left in a position in the league table that's probably false in terms of other teams had games in hand. And when you level them out, I think maybe the first game against United, I don't know, we might have been seventh in the table. So there's a lot of things that probably false. But listen, one thing I will say is that I respect everyone that I've worked with. I've learned a lot of people. But at the same time, I'm my own person. I've got my own people and how I believe, not only this club, but any football club that I'm at in the future should work and should operate.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.